You are listening to KVSH LPFM 101.9 on Vashon Island and on the World Wide Web at voiceofvashon.org or on the KVSH app. Hi, and welcome to Beyond Category. This is John Midgley, your host. Thanks so much for joining me for some music today on Beyond Category. I play a mix of genres, styles, some music from different parts of the world, and I hope you enjoy the mix that I put together for you. Starting off this time around, I promised you mixes, and here's one. In 1975, the great jazz trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie did an album with Cuban-born percussionist Machito, who is considered one of the creators of Afro-Cuban jazz music as we know it today. And the name of the album is Afro-Cuban Jazz Moods, and from this historic album, you will hear Exuberante on Beyond Category.
Thank you.
on KVSH. That song is Artistia. It's from an album done by the wonderful violinist Regina Carter called Reverse Thread, which she put out in 2010. And in putting Reverse Thread together, she went to Africa and gathered some African folk melodies and put them together with, as you heard there, some other music from around the world. Really, some of that almost sounds like American folk music or could be folk music from other places, and combined all this in a wonderful way. Reverse Thread, Regina Carter. Before that, you heard a song called Oberin Afrikaan, which I believe means African woman. It's by Art Blakey and the Afro Drum Ensemble. Again, some American jazz musicians along with here African drummers from an album called Afro Blue Volume 2. And this album was put out in 1998 and gathered music that had been put out by the Blue Note label, which did tons of great jazz things and still is doing that. But this album is about the African influence on the artists of Blue Note, and this is certainly one of them. Art Blakey, who led this, the great drummer, was very influenced by African music and often played with African musicians and inspired African drummers at the same time. At the top, another mix, Dizzy Gillespie from the U.S. and Cuban-born Machito with Exuberante from Afro-Cuban Jazz Moods. Next on Beyond Category, music from different genres that seem, at least to me, to go well together. First in this set, you're going to hear Steve Reich's music, the modern classical composer, and you'll hear from his music for 18 musicians, you'll hear Pulse Section 2, taken from the album Phases, a retrospective of a lot of his work. Here is Pulse Section 2. Thank you.
Thank you.
On KVSH, that is part of Julius Eastman's composition, Stay On It, from an album, Julius Eastman, Unjust Malaise, from 2005. Julius Eastman was a black modern classical composer who did his work in the mid-20th century and was forgotten about for quite a long time, but in the last 10 years or so, lots of his music has been revived, and it's really wonderful stuff. You can find it kind of everywhere now, but it was missing for some long period of time. Again, that's Stay On It with all those great sounds and vocals, etc. Before that, sneaking in between the modern classical composers, the Lisbon, Portugal-based artist Nidia, who puts together this electronic and almost dance music from her album Now Fales Que Amentes from 2020. Nidia does great music and really fits in with this other music, I think, and fits with the kind of serial repetitive work that some of the modern classical composers have done. The song you heard from Nidia was Nick Calm, and at the top from Steve Reich, another modern classical composer, you heard Pulse Section 2, from Music for 18 Musicians. This is John Midgley, and you are listening to Beyond Category on KVSH LPFM 101.9 on Vashon Island, or on the World Wide Web on the KVSH app, or at voiceofvashon.org. And if you enjoy this show, you might want to check out other shows on voiceofvashon.org. They are archived for 2 weeks after they play on the air. There are a lot of great music shows on KVSH, and other shows as well. Check it out, voiceofvashon.org. And if you enjoy this show or other shows, please consider making a donation to Voice of Vashon, which runs KVSH. We rely on listeners for our support. Please consider donating, and thank you for your support. For the upcoming set on Beyond Category, I'm going to play some music that's just kind of quiet and thoughtful for you. Hope you enjoy it. First in the set, you'll hear from the musician calling himself on this album Shabaka. It's Shabaka Hutchings, who is a wonderful saxophonist playing in Britain. His family originally is from the Caribbean, I believe, and eventually his lineage comes from Africa, and he has this album he put out in 2022 called African Culture, A-F-R-I-K-A-N, African Culture, in which he plays much more quietly than on other things. It's kind of a solo album. He plays a lot of different kinds of flutes, etc. Beautiful stuff from Shabaka. The song you will hear is Call It a European Paradox.
Thank you.
On KVSH, the always beautiful soprano saxophone of Jane Ira Bloom. Name of that song is Cello on the Inside. It's from her album Mental Weather from 2007. Don Clement there on piano and Mark Helias on the bass. Jane Ira Bloom. Before that, another quiet, thoughtful song, What Reason Could I Give? Piano player there is Bobo Stenson from Scandinavia, and the trumpet is Don Cherry, and the song What Reason Could I Give was written by Ornette Coleman, and Don Cherry played with Ornette Coleman, especially in his very early albums from the late 1950s, early 1960s. Very gorgeous song by Ornette Coleman, who sometimes is associated with kind of wild and crazy music, but as you could hear there, wrote some beautiful stuff as well. That's from an album under Bobo Stenson's name. It's called Rarum, R-A-R-U-M, 8, from 2002. And at the top, another beautiful song, Call It a European Paradox, from Shabaka, from African Culture, 2022. Well, coming up on the last set on Beyond Category this time around, second in the set, you'll hear from the great trumpeter Lee Morgan from 1964. The album is Search for the New Land, and you'll hear Mr. Kenyatta, which was written in honor of Kenyan independence, which happened in 1963. But before that, Rabi Abul Khalil, a oud player from Lebanon, who's done just amazing things all over the world as a composer and band leader. And here he connects with jazz musicians Kenny Wheeler on trumpet and Charlie Mariano on the saxophone with the title track from his great 1992 album Blue Camel, which combines Middle Eastern music and themes with jazz improvisation. Here's Blue Camel from Rabi Abul Khalil. Thank you. Lee Morgan and Friends from 1964 with the wonderful Mr. Kenyatta. Thanks so much for listening to Beyond Category. This is John Midgley, your host. Enjoy the music, and I'll see you next time.